Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We do this activity up to 12,000 times a day, and yet so often it goes unnoticed, and that is breathing. So, firstly, I just want you to take one deep breath with me and just connect with the experience of breathing. Breathing can become a really, really beneficial stress reduction activity. It can help us to regulate our own internal world because the way that we breathe is really, really closely related to how our body processes stress and all sorts of other emotions as well. When we're particularly stressed, we start to get into the fight or flight response. We're feeling overwhelmed or anxious. Our body quickly changes the way that it breathes, and we start to take very rapid, very short, shallow breaths in the top third of our lungs. And this actually creates a complex series of physiological responses that mean that we start to then run on adrenaline. Our breathing is the one aspect of this response that we can consciously change. We can consciously control. And so even focusing on our breathing and being able to slow that down has a really dramatic stress management benefits and allows us to reduce our stress. I've got some strategies now for how we can get better at this practice of breathing and really use it as a way of not only being aware, but also being able to regulate ourselves. My first tip and strategy, and this sounds really, ironic, but we need to make time to breathe. And that is, we need to make time or schedule a little bit of time each and every day to just focus on our breathing. That might be 5 minutes at the beginning of the day. It might be 5 minutes at the end of lunch. It might be 5 minutes sitting in the car before you go to the next meeting. The more we're able to give ourselves permission to do that and just focus on our breathing, the more conscious control we have, the more stress reduction benefits we're going to get. My second tip is to maintain an everyday awareness of the way that we're breathing. So being particularly mindful of chest tightness, of rapid breathing, and to consciously, in that moment when we recognize those things, try and take a few deep breaths and slow down. The more we're able to focus on how we breathe, and if we're going to take some deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth really slowly, maybe doing some counting as well, counting to three while you breathe in, counting to three while you breathe out, allows us to focus and take the focus away from the stress. And if we slow our breathing down, we get some huge stress reduction benefits. Another really helpful strategy is to focus on the nostrils while you're breathing and focus on that point where the oxygen enters and leaves the body. And by focusing on that, again, you are regulating the breath in a way that works really, really well for reducing stress and also gives you that sense of mindfulness and just being in the moment that means that those fires of stress start to burn down a little bit. And the studies show that you do that a couple of times a day, you're taking a really, really good preventative approach to stress. And obviously, the best type of breathing is to be breathing fresh air. If you can get outside, if you can be at the beach, if you can be at the park, if you can be engaging with the natural world, then you get a lot more additional benefits from that breathing as well. So don't let life take your breath away this week with Mind Games.